There are many things people in Latin America share as they're growing up. A common history, the Spanish language, maybe Catholicism. But none of those things seems to be quite as universal as the characters and catchphrases created by Mexican comedian Roberto Gómez Bolaños, or as he was popularly known, Chespirito. Chespirito died in his home in Cancun last November at the age of 85. Our producer, Daisy Rosario, tells us why he's remembered as one of the biggest Latin American comedians of all time.
Roberto Gómez Bolaños, Chespirito.
Thousands gathered in Mexico City's Aztec Stadium on November 30th to pay homage to Roberto Gómez Bolaños, best known as Chespirito. Adults had tears in their eyes. Children were dressed as his characters. Gómez Bolaños' nickname, Chespirito, means Little Shakespeare. He got the nickname early in his almost 60-year career as a writer, producer, and star of dozens of films, plays, and children's TV shows. Mexican actor Gael García Bernal grew up on Chespirito's work. He remembers his favorite show.
A mí, mi favorito es el Chapulín Colorado.
Or in English, The Crimson Grasshopper. It's a sort of satire of comic book superhero clichés.
¿Y ahora quién podrá ayudarnos?
¡Yo!
His influence even bled into mainstream U.S. television. El Chapulín was the inspiration behind the Bumblebee Man on The Simpsons. But none of his shows were as iconic as El Chavo del Ocho, or The Kid at the Eight. In this slapstick sitcom, 40-year-old Gómez Bolaños played an orphaned street kid who lived in a barrel. Gael remembers his favorite catchphrase from the show.
O sea, creo que la mejor frase del Chavo del Ocho es la de es que no me tienen paciencia.
Que no me tienes paciencia.
No one is patient with me, complained El Chavo on every episode when other characters snapped at him. These catchphrases are now a part of Latin American pop culture.
O sea, cada país hizo algo con Chespirito. O sea, en Brasil es un fenómeno aún más grande que en México. Se llama Chávez.
Gael says that just like him, everyone in Latin America grew up watching El Chavo. And he says, it's fascinating how every country adopted the orphan child. Even Portuguese-speaking Brazil, where he's called Chávez.
Hola, mi querido Chespirito.
That's Sofia Vergara speaking at a 2012 TV tribute for Chespirito.
Cuatro generaciones de mi familia hemos adorado a todos tus personajes.
Vergara says that four generations of her family have fallen in love with Chespirito's characters. El Chavo premiered in 1971. And even though production for the show ended in 1992, networks across the Americas still air reruns to this day. In fact, in 2012, Forbes reported that the show averaged a whopping 91 million views daily across the Americas. Here in the U.S., a new animated version of El Chavo runs on Univision. And the original show, El Chavo del Ocho, still airs on the Spanish-language channel Galavision. And it's still the most popular sitcom on the channel, with kids and adults ages 18 to 49. So even though he is gone, Chespirito's characters will be with us for years to come. For Latino USA, I'm Daisy Rosario.